Well, there's one of two things. So because I simplify into patterns and I see the answer. So a strategic coach is a 9 quick start married to a 10 quick start. And they created strategic coach for that. They don't have children. That's fine. But they created strategic coach. So that's great. That's amazing. I'm eternally grateful for strategic coach. More often than not, a high quick start, low follow through marries a high quick start, low follow through. It's a complete disaster.
Welcome to the 3 o'clock coffee podcast, a place where extraordinary people network together to share meaningful stories that inspire others. Do you have a great story you would like to share with the world? If so, go to 3oclockcoffee.com and sign up today to be on our show. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to click the subscribe button and tell a friend about the 3 o'clock coffee podcast.
Well, good morning or good afternoon, depends on where you are in the world. Typically at 3 o'clock, I stop and have a cup of coffee and talk to extraordinary people. So welcome to the show, the 3 o'clock coffee podcast. And today we have a good friend of mine many years ago at a coach program. His name's Justin Breen. And Justin more than has an epic, extraordinary story. He has a book called The Epic Life. So Justin, great to meet you at the cafe. How are you?
Just had a sip of coffee, so I'm all caffeined up.
You know, we jumped on, for the listeners or the viewers, when we go to YouTube, we jumped on this call and Justin is holding a mug, drinking his coffee out of a strategic coach mug, which is exactly where we met. And there's the mug for the YouTube viewers. He goes, I'm like, Justin, where'd you get that mug? He goes, they don't make them. I had to make it myself. So I know you love coffee and I know you love coach and I know it changed your life. It has mine as well, the strategic coach with Dan Sullivan, founder of Coach Program. Justin, first off, before we dive deep, let me buy you a cup of coffee. What kind of coffee would you like?
Oh, just black. Yeah, straight.
Really? That's kind of interesting. So the 5 past people on our show, they all like their coffee black. I mean, is it like any sugar?
No. I'm a very simple human being and 100% black and white. So black coffee is perfect for me.
I will say when I have black coffee, and I love coffee, but sometimes I have the regular. I don't know, we say that in Boston. When you go to Dunky Dunks, you say, oh, I'll have a medium regular, which is coffee and cream. Have you heard of that before? Regular?
Tim Hortons, it's a double-double. That's the way to order a Tim Hortons. That's double cream, double sugar.
They're based in Toronto as well. Toronto, Canada, right? Okay. That's interesting. I'm going to get my standard vanilla latte. And as I get in our coffee, I've been following you for a while. And the people that may know you, and hopefully more people get to know you now. But you have a book called The Epic Life. And I've been following you. We've talked many years ago. Your book blew up. Why'd you write this awesome book called The Epic Life, by the way? I love the title. Tell the listeners, for somebody looking to buy a book, to read a book, listen to a book, here's Justin Breen. What's your story? How'd you start The Epic Life?
Well, I can hear your 3294 Colby in full effect. Most of my day is talking to 3294 Colbys, ADHD diagnosed or undiagnosed. It's not a disorder. It's a sign of genius. It's just mislabeled by humans. My Colby is 8671, so it's a unicorn score. I have high quick start, high follow through, and high fact finder. So I'm 100% focused on being a dad who happens to be an entrepreneur and connecting visionaries to visionaries, either through global PR firm or exclusive invite connectivity platforms. So I'm not all over the place. Don't hire a million people to get things done. Just say it, do it. And then most of my days are there talking to spending time with my family, wife, wonderful wife and 2 awesome kids, or talking to the world's top visionaries. And I talk to 1 to 2 people like us every single week that have let entrepreneur life destroy their family life or prevented them from having a family. And the book Epic Life is about how to build collaborative global companies while putting your loved ones first. So that's what I do every day.
You know, some of the listeners that just jumped on the show, Colby is, as Justin talked about, I talk about it in my book as well. For the definition of it, it's a game changer. And it's a personal profile test that can rate, are you a quick starter? Can you think fast from a scale 1 to 10? And those are some of the numbers that Justin was talking about. And it actually revolves around a business. It revolves around our lives. Everything. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, of course, ADHD. And this is probably why Justin and I just communicate so well. We're on the same wavelengths that everybody knows if they read my book. That's actually what I talk about, ADHD, and I use the camera as a metaphor, and it's a superpower. I couldn't agree with you more, Justin. And this is why I love talking to extraordinary people. Talk to me a little bit about, and you're absolutely right, when you talk about the epic life and CEOs, how a lot of them miss out on just a great life. They know how to make money, but they don't know how to enjoy life. Talk to me about that more. Because so I agree with you.
So what my brain does, and I stopped trying to control my brain a long time ago. So my brain takes all this complexity and turns it into patterns. I guess that's, and again, most of my days talking to visionaries. So not consultants, not business owners, not CEO, business owner people, just full visionary changing the world people. Then I'd listen and then simplify into patterns. So entrepreneurs, this is what entrepreneurs are. Again, I don't talk to business owners, consultants, humans, just entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs are the most damaged people with the best coping skills. Most damaged people, best coping skills. So I have not met one visionary at the highest level that hasn't overcome at least one of the following four things. Most are two or three, and then as you go higher up, it's actually usually all fours. Many, many threes, but a lot of all fours. So the four things that separates entrepreneurs from humans, business owners, consultants are one is bankruptcy or potential bankruptcy, two, depression, three, the highest level of anxiety that you can imagine, and four, likely and or possible traumatic experiences as a child or young adult. So humans, business owners, consultants, those four things are, those are excuses. Entrepreneur at the highest level, that's entrepreneur life. So the dovetail to that is what happens, and this answers your question, is many times, certainly not always, but many times, those coping skills are used to create massive revenue, massive company, massive employee count, massive number of office locations, massive office space. And certainly not always, but many times at the expense of anything meaningful. That's what I hear over and over and over and over and over again.
So I think what you're saying is, so, and I obviously relate, you know, this visionary person, and I'm speaking for a friend here, Justin, right? You know what I'm saying? Just speaking for a friend.
Well, you're either all three or all four. I can hear from how you talk. I mean, I can hear it, so.
You're saying when I have a conversation with somebody, I can, you know, slice them, right? As we say, and that 30 seconds of a conversation, you take that piece and you can figure it out really quick. Yeah, I'm actually in that zone now. I've been through that two or three times in my life. You know, I was just talking to Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I talked to him with a great friend of mine. We talked about...
He's a 4484, very similar, Colby, to you.
Yes, yeah, probably that's why we get along so well. Just brilliant guy. I'm sure if you haven't listened or read Ben's book as well, many books coming out. Just an amazing guy. But he talks about, there's a book that I just love called Who Moved My Cheese? A guy named Spencer, right? And he wrote Who Moved My Cheese years ago. But he also wrote another book called Peaks and Valleys, right? Peaks and Valleys. So you have a peak of your business or your life, and then you have your valleys, your downs, your ups and downs. Talk to me about that. How does that work in your life, this peak and valley? Because we haven't even discussed it or talked about it, but I know you've had some peaks and valleys.
That's entrepreneur life. So there's multiple things from that. One, you know, Ben, very traumatic. I mean, he's talked about this, very traumatic childhood, watching video games on his couch going nowhere, and then, okay, decide to go on a mission and figure things out. So literally a mission. So, and now talk is meaningless to me without an answer. It's meaningless. So he interviewed me for Gap in the Gain, one of his great books. That's number one in terms of the books he's written, because Gap in the Gain is peaks and valleys. That's really what it is. So again, those four things are what separates entrepreneurs from humans. My litmus test is my father, who was 61 when I was born. He was shot down multiple times in combat in World War II, many times without a parachute. Well, yeah, so you get back into the plane. So I don't understand people who make excuses. It's a completely illogical. It's illogical to me. Like, you just do it. But most people make excuses their whole lives. Entrepreneur, never, there are no excuses, only action and investment. So I learn from peaks and valleys. I think the most miserable I've ever been in my entire life is the end of 2018, which is when I'd made more money in 1 year than I'd ever thought possible, and I'd never been more miserable. So I'm like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. So did a lot of learning from that and realized money doesn't make me happy. So I'm glad I went through that.
I believe that's when you and I talked and we met. It was 2018. We jumped on a Zoom call just to say hi to one another.
It would have been after 2019 then, for sure. I've been an entrepreneur for 5 years, zero business background. I don't even know what an S-Corp is because I think it's funny. And then being a journalist for 20 years was a great gift because you don't get into journalism. I know you have a degree in broadcast journalism. So you don't get into that for employee count, office space. That's just business owner stuff that doesn't mean anything to me. it's always been about purpose and connecting people. So it was great to start this journey with a blank slate. And so the only two 10Xs that really matter to me are experience in life with my family. I've never met anyone who has had a good family life that hasn't had a good life. If you know someone that has a good family life that hasn't had a good life, I actually would like to meet that person. I don't think I will, but I'd like to. And then the other 10X is network on a global level. When you do that, you create endless opportunities for your network and yourself. I've found that all this other stuff just kind of takes care of itself if those two priorities are there.
Yeah, like the universe just takes over it. You mentioned something earlier about, you said, I'm trying to think of the right words you said, I'm not quoting you correctly, about, basically I call it a victim life. I'm a victim, you know? Yeah, I was talking to Don Miller. He wrote the book, The Story Brand.
Wow, that movie's amazing. And he wrote, A Hero's Journey or Hero's, when were you talking to him? I'd like to talk to him. He's a great guy.
It's right here, Hero's Mission.
Yeah, he is amazing. That guy's great.
Yeah, no, great guy. He's another one. Now, talk about Don Miller. We're going to go down a little different world here because if you read the book Hero Mission, Don Miller, great book, great author, great writer. Okay. Don grew up always wanted to write. He wanted to write, but he had a bad childhood. I mean, really bad.
Entrepreneur, most damaged people, best coping skills. That's what it is.
He wanted to write. He felt like he wasn't a good writer. I mean, the guy wrote like best-selling books, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're full ADD. I mean, again, it's not a disorder. I'm actually surprised you're only, I don't say this lightly, you seem more like a 10 quick start to me than a 9. Dan Sullivan, he's a 2-2-10-4. You seem more like a 2-2-10-4 than a 3-2-9-4.
Yeah, well, Dan Sullivan and I got, and again, I feel like when somebody, you're on the same Colby numbers, you just connect really good. And that's how I wrote my first book, Camera Focus, because the conversations with Dan Sullivan, the founder of Strategic Coach, a great coaching program, is that I would go in his coach cafe, which is his office, and I'd talk to him for about an hour or more, which was, today you can't spend an hour with Dan Sullivan without an appointment year in advance. I mean, it just doesn't happen. So I feel very fortunate and very grateful to actually sit down with Dan hours at a time and have great conversations with Dan. So back to that, Colby revolves around our life. You know, back to Don Miller, and you talk about family life in your epic life. Don Miller is 52, 53 years old, same age as myself. 2 years ago, he just had a child. His first child at, 50, 51, 52 years old. It's when he wrote his books and he started to realize that the victim life, you're not a victim. And it's the hero on a mission to help people. And he's figured it out. So it goes right back to your book, The Epic Life. So really, really, really interesting stuff. I found it intriguing. Have you ever been to a Joe Polish's event, Genius Network? He runs an annual event.
Genius is the one I'm currently not in. I see Joe in Strategic Coach a lot. I spend my time in Strategic Coach, and then the other one I spend a lot of my time in is Abundance 360, and that's Peter Diamandis, and then Peter wrote the foreword for my book, which I'm very, very grateful for. I'm sure I will join Genius Network down the road. It's just like there's only, I spend a lot of time in Coach, and I spend a lot of time in Abundance 360, and if I do something, I'm 100%. So like, and I really don't like to go anywhere. I'd rather be with my family, so like, even to go to Abundance 360, I've never actually been there in person. I am planning to go in 2023. But no, I'd rather just be at home. So any unnecessary travel, I'd rather not do it.
Yeah, the reason why I bring up Joe Polish and Genius Network, I was there right on 2019, just before the pandemic. And I was intrigued, and this is doing a little bit of research for my second book that I was writing. And when I was there, I experienced something that I did not expect to see. And it goes back right to your book and your conversations. And we were in a room, Joe Polish, and just an amazing amount of entrepreneurs, visionaries, 500-600 people in this one room for the annual conference, 2 or 3 days, and mind-blowing. It's just awesome. It really is to have those conversations, especially when you can connect with people. They just, people that are in my neighborhood, as I say, is my virtual name. But here's one thing that changed my whole, and when I left, it just changed my world. What I noticed is some of these CEOs, and CEOs that you and I know, and many other people, and great brands that are out there, these CEOs were like, some of them have tried to commit suicide once, twice, either addicted to alcohol, drugs, whatever the case may be. 2 and 3 families, meaning 2 sets of kids.
I'll keep saying the same thing. It's the most damaged people with the best coping skills, but they use it. I have like 5+ conversations every Monday through Friday with people like that. So I see the same. And then this is how my brain works. There's 34 Gallup Clifton Strength Finders. Most of the people I talk to, and you're, I mean, if you're not Ideator 1, I'd be shocked. Most of the people I talk to, have you done your Strength Finders?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, well, you're...
I'm afraid to.
Okay, well, that, I mean, you're Ideator 1. So most people I talk to are Ideator Futurists, so they're often wherever that world is, but they have a mix of Activator, Maximizer, Achiever. So they'll do something about it now. There's 34 of them. I'm 32 out of 34 in ideation, so almost dead last. So I talk to ideators and they're all over the place. I'm like, no, 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 yes, great idea. And then my top three are activate, maximize, achieve. So immediately simplify and then activate, maximize, achieve. That the book is like, it's 30 great ideas. And then I've from other people, cause I'm not an ideator. And then I've activated them into my life. And then just as often I talk to someone like us who has let entrepreneur life destroy their family life or prevent them from having a family. I'm like, that's a bad idea. I'm going to activate, maximize, achieve, not doing that. So that's it. All it takes is for me to have one conversation like that where I'm like, that's a bad idea. I'm not going to do that. If I'm in a room of 600 people where 300 of them have done that, I know that's what the percentage is. So I'm not going to do that. I mean, that's a bad idea. Why would you do that? That's why I wrote the book.
Yeah. I first started my entrepreneurial life probably when I was 6 or 7, right? I was a photographer, landed at National Geographic.
Yeah. You're an entrepreneur who happens to be a photographer. You're not a photographer.
Absolutely, right? And I've been married 30 years, but we never had children, which stabilized me.
Right. Usually people like us marry stabilizing humans. Usually.
Bounces me off, exactly. Otherwise, who knows where the hell I'd be right now.
Well, there's one of two things. So because I simplify into patterns and I see the answer. So a strategic coach is a 9 quick start married to a 10 quick start. And they created strategic coach for that. They don't have children. That's fine. But they created strategic coach. So that's great. That's amazing. I'm eternally grateful for strategic coach. More often than not, a high quick start, low follow through marries a high quick start, low follow through. It's a complete disaster. Complete disaster. Because there's no stabilization. So I always ask people like us, is your spouse a partner, a school teacher, a social worker, a nurse, my wife's a pediatrician, a pilot, an engineer. And they're like, how did you know that? I go, well, imagine marrying yourself. I mean, that would not be the best idea. It does happen, though. Just usually it doesn't.
Again, going back to Colby, as we told the listeners, and I'm glad you brought that up at the beginning of the conversation, because in my business, I got it dialed in. Home life, I don't know. Like, I'm always all over the place. Business, I got a structure, and Colby's one of them. And when I hire somebody, I make sure I'm not hiring a 9 or 10 quick start.
That would be a bad idea.
Bad idea.
Hire an 8-8-3-3.
Yeah, no, you're right. Absolutely. And again, not to repeat, but Colby having this test, you can really kind of relate yourself to why you get along with certain people and why you don't.
Well, it's hilarious because my wife is like, so my wife's an 8742. So that's a stabilizing human. And she's like, you have to stop identifying people by numbers. And I'm like, well, that's the only thing I need to know is there, because in entrepreneur world, in 5 years as an entrepreneur, with zero business background, my firms have partnered with one person, one under a 7 quick start, one. So I'm like, I'll talk to a shorter quick start now, but it's pointless because they're afraid to do anything. They don't do anything. So it's, what's the point? Good employees though. Great employees. I just don't, there's nothing to partner with because they don't do anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're great workers. Absolutely.
Great workers or great at height, like taking over a company. But I'm an activator, maximizer, achiever. So talk to me is meaningless without doing something. So someone who talks about doing something for 5 years and never does anything or waits, that is torture for me. So I just don't do it anymore.
This probably goes to my next conversation is like, so you wrote a book. It became, well, Amazon bestseller, of course, a Wall Street Journal bestseller. I mean, Amazon was like nothing. That was a piece of cake for you. You went all the way to the USA Today, which I love that newspaper, by the way, as we're both journalists. So in our past lives and have a degree in that. So we can kind of relate to, you know, news and writing. But how long did it? And I don't know this question. I've never asked you this before. How long did it take you to write your?
Yeah, 16 days. 16 days.
16 days. Ah. How'd I know that? I knew it was going to be something like that.
Well, there's a caveat to that. So again,
let's just repeat that again. Justin wrote his book, that's best-selling book, 16 days. Most people would just like the thought of even thinking about writing a book.
Yeah, I don't talk to people like that because that's my point. So that's the That's what separates entrepreneurs. So again, people that do think like that, they take time away from me and my family. So why would I talk to someone like that? Okay, so then there's the dovetail. So again, most of my day is talking to top ideators who are visionaries. And so maybe once a month, someone like that will provide an incredibly great idea. And I'll know it because I'm low in ideation. I will know if it's a great idea. So to get that list of 30 chapters or 30 great ideas, it was more like 45. It was more like 45, and then I whittled it down to 30. It took 2 years to get those ideas. But once the ideas were there, it's not hard. For me, and I don't say this, it's, you know, I'm very grateful. It's not hard to write a book for me, a professional journalist. You know, I can write a chapter in a book in 10 minutes. It's not hard. But to get the ideas to have been a book, it took 2 years.
I tell people, I feel like I'm going to repeat your same story. I wrote my book in about 3 months from getting that idea, which was a metaphor around a camera. And once I, like, boom, found that, writing a book was simple. And 3 months later, it was on the shelf. It took me 10 years to come up with that list, right? And I tell people that is the most important part of writing a book. Having that structure, that I call it a wireframe, having that structure that you're all bought in, all in, to no point of return, that these are the chapters, and this is what I'm going to write about, and this is what makes sense, and this is what's going to make the book. Here's the 9 chapters.
My whole life is structures, patterns, and habits, because good patterns become good habits, and then bad patterns, that's a bad idea, I'm not going to do that. So that's literally my whole life. And it's very simple. It's not hard. It's just you put the work in to find those patterns, and then I do that. So, but like the...
Is it about flow? Did you find yourself, you're in like flow state, right?
I mean, I guess if that's the... I just like spending time with my family and growing my network. And I've found that most people complicate their lives because they're all over the place and they have no focus. So I'm ultra focused and I'm never all over the place. So it's really interesting. It's really interesting because, again, I turn everything into patterns. Most of the people, not all, but well over 75% of the people I talk to are ADHD diagnosed or undiagnosed. Again, it's not a disorder. Not a disorder. Superpower. My wife, who is a doctor, has unofficially diagnosed me with minor Asperger's, so ultra focused. So it's literally like spectrum, that's why it works. So I'm endlessly grateful for ideators who change the world, because they're the ones that aren't afraid to do it, and they'll write the check to do it. And then they're endlessly grateful for me because I simplify their lives and then immediately connect them to other people like that. So it's like, oh, that's why it works. And then that allows me to fulfill the purpose of my life, which is to be a connecting superhero for every visionary, abundance, investment mindset entrepreneur, not business owner, not consultant, not definitely not human, entrepreneur, and share their stories with the world, the, not their, their world people that bores me. The world people, endlessly connect them. So that allows me to do what I'm meant to do and then spend time with my family, which is what I care about the most.
Wow. Speaking about family, where do you live in the world?
Yeah, we're in the Chicago area. My wife, 8742, stabilizing human, thank God. And then our sons, our 10-year-old is a 2296. That is a full pioneer maniac visionary, and he's 100% that. And then our 8-year-old is a 3297, which is a full, he's you with more implement. So think about that. So it's wonderful to know that Dynamind, DynaMynd, is Colby for kids. Strongly recommend for people with, you're supposed to do it in fourth grade, but I don't follow rules. We did it, when they were younger. But I mean, if your kid's bouncing all over the walls and doesn't like school or is endlessly thinking about something without executing, Dynamind is a good... It's a good litmus test to see what's going on.
Hey, so I've got a question to ask you. So, obviously you've studied the patterns and histories of people's minds for the most part, right? When you meet somebody, you kind of want to say, hey, do you have ADHD? You know they do or you don't, but you got to be polite about it.
Not me, no. So there's 34 strength finders. Well, that's minor Asperger's. It's like you don't feel things. So what does that mean? So there's 34 strength finders. I'm 34 out of 34 in empathy and 33 out of 34 in includer. So there's two wonderful things for that. One, I have endless empathy for top entrepreneurs. Why? Because they don't make excuses. I can feel their struggles at a very high level and feel the fact that they don't make an excuse. And then I can't tell you how many people have told me, I never told this to anyone else. Why? Because I'll just ask the question. I'm not afraid to ask it. And
that's a journalist in you. You just
ask the question, and most people are, I'm not afraid to ask it, like, because, and then when you talk to someone who's all over the place, you know, pretty, I would say half the time someone's like, I've never been diagnosed, but I probably have it. I go, no, you definitely have it. You definitely have it, but it's not a disorder. Because a lot of these folks, they think it's a disorder their whole lives because they're surrounded by humans who tell them it's a disorder. It's just not. They're just surrounded by the wrong people.
Yeah, I mean, that was my mission of writing my books, was to the self-awareness, to have conversations about ADHD and make them conversational, right? It's just that's the conversation that everybody should have, and it shouldn't be a problem. And I will say, after the pandemic, people are more self-aware of, and you can agree, let me know what your thoughts on this, but here we are after the pandemic and people are talking about, you know, the mental state of their minds, of being the change and not being able to go out and surrounding themselves next to, you know, being social. It was on my list to ask you, but what's your thoughts about this whole pandemic and the change in people's minds and behaviors, and especially the change in business, right?
There's a couple things to that. Well, before the pandemic, I spent more time with my children than any dad I've ever met. Now I just spend more time with that because I'm with them, because I'm just a simplifier. Well, before the pandemic, I was saying there'd be far more businesses like my first one, where it's a high price point, low employee count, you do what you like to do and what you're good at, and the rest of this stuff takes care of itself. Well before the pandemic. And that is 100% what has happened. Because the pandemic has been the greatest opportunity of all times for people with the right mindset. So I think with the second day of the pandemic, I'm like, this will be the greatest opportunity for people with the right mindset. So that's what it is. So people who are afraid, it's been the worst thing that's ever happened. People who aren't afraid to try new things and really go for it on a global level, this has been the greatest thing of all time. I mean, it's been incredible. And this is coming from, my wife's a pediatrician who got COVID and she was quarantined for 14 days. And at the end of 2020, it was very difficult. And, you know, we know a lot of people that have gotten COVID and some have gotten sick for it and feel terrible about all that. That said, this has been by far the greatest opportunity of all time for people with the right mindset. There's not even a close second. There's just not.
No, when the pandemic happened, this was March of 2020, I was actually on a podcast. I'm grateful that I actually recorded it to listen to my own words. But at that time, not knowing what we didn't know, the visionary of me, you know, kicked in. And I said, this is going to be the biggest opportunity in the world because the reset switch has been hit. You know, the next, you know, Steve Jobs is out there right now. And there's no, it's a free world right now. And go do it. Go get it. And people did.
Yeah, so I was already living that life in some capacity before COVID. I just think people realized, they started to realize what actually mattered a little bit more, especially people like us, visionaries. So again, I simplify into patterns. I found that people who really want to go back into in person, there's only a couple reasons why. There's a couple reasons. One, they're at a company where you really need to be in person. Think like an architecture firm. It'd be better to be in person for that. That's totally fine. Two, they can't focus at home. There's just too much distraction, so they need to go to an office. That's totally fine. I think the most common reason is they're miserable where they're at, so they have to go somewhere else. They're not happy where they're at, so they have to find a different place. I just want to be with my family. I don't really want to go anywhere else. Why? Because this is where I'm happiest.
Well, that's I put so much thought process into it. Myself, you know, I worked from home for years, but I also traveled. And so I had, you know, back and forth. But during the pandemic, I was, you know, obviously like everybody else, I was inside. But I just recently moved out of my home office. And actually, everybody's, you know, moving out of this corporate building. I'm moving in. And I moved into an office for the environment to change my environment and simplified, right? There's not a lot of stuff around. I can focus.
That's reason number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's my focus office. That's what I...
Yeah. So I know that's my point. Like, so I see the answer. So I totally understand that. I appreciate that. It, by far, the third thing is the number one reason, because they're miserable where they're at. They got to go, got to escape where they're at. That's why you see people traveling all over the place and going to all these different things. Not all, certainly there are exceptions to that, but that's
sure,
what it
sure.
is. Like if you were happy, I'm not saying you, but if you were happy at your house and you could run a company and do just as fine there, you would stay at your house. Like there, you would not have any incentive to go anywhere else. So that's the whole point.
No, you're right. I mean, right now, if you on the YouTube watchers watching it, I'm in my home in outside of in New Hampshire.
That's definitely not your office. What if it was, though? There's just a giant bed in there.
Well, it's actually kind of my office. I got this. I'm up in northern New Hampshire, and I have this desk.
I meant like your. Oh, are you in the White Mountains right now?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. North Conway. I'm in the White Mountains. Oh, a lot of moose, and it's just great. Yeah, biggest in the East Coast, out Washington. And so, yeah, so that's where I'm here. It's my weekend home. Spent a longer weekend here. And as you're watching the video, I got my black lab sleeping on the bed behind us. And I enjoy being here, right? It's Monday. I didn't go back to my focus office. Because, you know, I'll go back when I'm ready to go back. And we're having this podcast. You know, I'm just like, well, we booked this podcast and like, yeah, I'll be up in the White Mountains and I can think and be creative. And it was amazing when I bought this place that I've actually made more money, not knowingly, because it gave me a place, because of entrepreneurs and visionaries, is work all the time. And I was one of the, I was like that. It's a trigger. I like triggers. So this is a trigger for me to transform myself, to come up here and force Willie, my coach, forces me to go for that walk, go for that, walk in the trail, go for a trail, go for a hike. That changes my mindset. And he forces me. It's truly one of the best decisions I did in my life, not knowingly. It's just, you're right. Being comfortable at home, being comfortable, you know, where's home? A place where you're comfortable at. That's awesome. So I got a last question for you before we wrap up. Being a visionary, 1 year from today, where are you? What's your, a short elevator pitch sort of concept for people to get their heads around? 1 year from today, where are we in the world? What's happening in your mind?
Well, so on the Strength Finders, I'm very low and futuristic. So I appreciate the question, but where that sits with me is so one of the chapters in the book is I name my years. Joe Martin, a great friend, PR partner, his idea is like he names his years. So I'm like, that's a good idea. I'll activate, maximize it. 2020 was global growth. 2021 was no limits. This year, 2022, epic life. Oh, wow. The name of the book's Epic Life. Go figure. And then 2023 is Networks, two words, Networks. So the second company. The second company is Brepik Network. The first one, PR firm, is Brepik. So new one is Brepik Network. So Networks is that company really taking off. And that's just technology for what I'm already doing with PR, connecting visionaries. And then endlessly grateful for my partner, who's a nine quick start like you. He's based in San Francisco. We've met two times in person. And he's a visionary integrator. So he's full backstage, but he's a nine quick start, which is incredibly rare, incredibly rare. So I'm really excited to see what Mark Fujiwara does with the Brepik Network company and how that grows into just an incredible thing to help visionaries connect to other visionaries.
Wow. I mean, for the people listening to this podcast, you may want to rewatch this or re-listen to it, because there's so many golden nuggets here, and you might listen to it and it just kind of went over you. But I highly encourage, if you listen to this podcast, listen to it 2-3 times, because Justin has an amazing insight and his mind is absolutely extraordinary. And I want to thank you for taking the time away from your family to take time for.
We're at school. I'm good.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I like it. But you took the time, and I appreciate that. I really do, to have these conversations and share with other people. And the whole goal is to change one life by having meaningful stories. So I want to thank you. See you on the other side on Facebook. We're great friends. Justin, where can people get a hold of you, by the way, before we leave the cafe?
Justin Breen on LinkedIn is great.
Actually, just Google your name. I mean, you're going to be easy to find. It's just, I joke, but I'm not. I mean, it's just incredible the amount of exposure and what you've done to have people read and enjoy and change their mindset on epic life. And that's what it's all about, an epic life. Thank you.